When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to an exclusive episode of Mind Love. Today's episode is all about identity and belonging through the lens of immigration and family trauma.
So I used to think, oh, well, if I learn English and I'm fully assimilated, I will feel totally at home and accepted and belong. And that didn't happen. Like after I became a lawyer and was totally able to litigate and very conversant in the language, I didn't feel at home or belonging. And I thought, oh, I go to Vietnam now, I'll feel that. And I don't at all. In fact, I feel less at home now in Vietnam than anywhere here. So it's very clear that if you look for this sort of feeling by changing geography or by a job or from another person, if only I have that person, I'll feel safe or belonging. That's just never going to work. So it has to come from within. So it is a very personal evolution.
Want to know what I've always found interesting? The human's coexisting need for individuality and also belonging. We want to be our own people and we want our unique identities to be known, but we also want to fit in and belong. I want to be different than you, but not too different. And I want you to like me for me, but sometimes I'm going to act like you because that makes it easier. But I don't always even know that I'm doing it. I'm just so used to it that I've forgotten how to be me, and maybe I don't even know who I am, and it's exhausting. And we all face this struggle. Even if you grow up in a small town with people with similar beliefs and similar life experiences, I have always felt a little on the outside, no matter who I'm with or how long I've known them. And it's weird because I've also always had a pretty easy time making friends. And I've thought about this a lot, actually. I think it has to do with being an only child and moving schools a lot when I was younger. I was always the new girl. As far back as I can remember, I've always had this strain of loneliness. And I've always craved that sister-type relationship where you know that no matter what, someone has your back. You can have disagreements, but your bond is for life. You're gonna see her at Christmas no matter what. I've only now just started to understand what it feels like to have that kind of relationship, the you're here for me no matter what type of relationship, and it's within my marriage. I feel like now I have less to prove and who I am is enough. And to be honest, I didn't even realize that I didn't know what that felt like until I started to feel it. It's healing. This freedom to be yourself and feel loved because of it. Take just a second to think about your own relationship to the idea of belonging, or feeling like you fit in, or that feeling when you didn't fit in or you felt on the outside. I'm sure there have been a few memories that have just immediately popped to your head, right? Now, just for a moment, imagine being a refugee. You had no choice but to leave your country. You don't speak the language of this new country very well. You already feel displaced and you end up somewhere that doesn't exactly make you feel welcome. Maybe you feel like you're just being there is an inconvenience to those who were there first. I mean, it's hard enough to build a life from nothing. Now imagine layering it with all of these other challenges. How would that affect you? How would it change the way you viewed yourself and the world? We all carry different things depending on our life experiences. And the things we carry, we also tend to pass down, whether consciously or not. The things that affect you don't just affect you, they affect the people around you. Our traumas affect our children and how they view the world. For me, that's a pretty huge motivator to heal as deeply as I can, to uncover all the wounds that aren't healed so I can start to work on them. Because I don't want my baby to bear my burdens, you know? Let's be real. He's probably going to accumulate enough of his own in his life, so may as well give him a clean slate to start with, right? Well, in this conversation, we're going to be unraveling all of these ideas. And today's episode is really cool because we're going to be talking to two guests, a mother and daughter duo. When you sign up for the Morning Mind Love, I always ask people to reply back to the very first email they get to let me know the type of content or the topics that you'd like to hear on the show. So we're kind of creating it together. And what I've learned is that people love hearing other people's stories of success or overcoming hardship. And this episode has both of those things. This interview is actually a success story that has so many relatable things. First, it's about taking risks and saying yes before you're ready. The daughter of this mother-daughter team was actually only 16 years old when she agreed to co-author a book with her mom, and she had to prove herself with writing samples before the publishing team would fully commit, which is a really cool story on its own. Second, this episode shows how putting yourself out there and telling your story, even if you don't have the whole plan laid out, can lead to some really cool opportunities. And then it also has a lot of the struggles that many of you out there face and some that you don't. Like that kind of tug of war that mother and daughter relationships always seem to face. And with an added layer of what it's like to pursue the American dream as a refugee, facing racism and starting over and PTSD, what it's like dealing with expectations as the child of an immigrant. And then finally, we'll be talking a lot about finding your identity and that sense of belonging that we all crave in this lifetime. There's just a lot of good stuff today. Our guests are Lan Cao and her daughter Harlan Van Cao. Lan was born in South Vietnam, and she's now a professor of international economic law and has written two novels. While Harlan is only a freshman at UCLA. Both just completed their first mother-daughter memoir called Family in Six Tones. So for those of you who think you're just too young or too inexperienced to get a publishing deal or to do whatever other big dream you keep talking yourself out of, you're going to want to hear this. Three key things we will learn are how to take bold moves before you have it all figured out, how trauma passes down and how to move through it, and how to push yourself to not just survive, but also to succeed. Hey there, Wild Minds. So this was just a preview, but you can access the whole episode with a Mind Love premium membership. If Mind Love has been helpful to you in any way, consider helping support the show by joining this exclusive community. I promise I'm making it totally worth it. You get exclusive episodes, which means twice the Mind Love, in a private feed that imports right to your favorite podcast app, so you don't have to go to the web to listen. And that's not all. You also get all Mind Love episodes ad-free for uninterrupted listening. You get early access to episodes, and you get bonus video interviews and powerful meditation downloads. And finally, you get priority access to me, so you're free to reach out to me with any questions that you have about life, love, relationships, success, whatever it might be. And in more good news, you can get started free with a 2-week free trial. Just go to mindlove.com/premium. And if you're a student, reach out to me on Instagram and I'll give you a special discount.